This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world.
Welcome back to the Stock Day Podcast. I'm Jamie Fellows, filling in for Everett Jolly. Today on the show joins us U.S. Nuclear Corp. CEO, President, and Chairman Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you back. We're really excited to see what you've got going on recently. So let's just go ahead and jump right into the questions.
Sure.
Is it true that most U.S. and worldwide electricity still comes from fossil fuels?
Yeah, sadly, you know, we hear that they're closing down coal plants, but actually faster than we close them down, like in the U.S. or in Germany, they're opening new ones in India, China, and Africa. So we're still 80% based on carbon fuel, and that's, you know, coal, oil, gas, and biowaste too, but they all produce, you know, methane and CO2, and it's bad for the planet.
So moving right along, your partner, MIFTI, has invented the MIFGEN electric power generator. How is that better than conventional power plants?
It's really totally amazing. Instead of being fueled by, you know, oil or gas, it's fueled by heavy water, which you can get by distilling regular seawater. So it's fueled by seawater. It's a totally green electricity, no methane, no CO2, no radiation waste. They're modular systems, so you can make them big for, you know, feeding the electric power grid, or you can make them small to replace those nuclear power generators in the NATO Navy, the aircraft carrier and the submarines. They're all nuclear power, and, you know, that's U.S., the Brits and the French, et cetera. And also they can be made small for, you know, if you have an outpost on the North Pole or whatever, you could generate your electricity there. It's much lower cost than conventional power. So it's really amazing.
Yeah, lower cost and better for the environment. I don't know how it could get any better for you.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, that's good to hear. So we'll move right along. As the designated manufacturer of the MIFGEN electric power generators, what are your goals with that?
Sure. Perfect question. For example, there's 8,600 power plants in the USA. 360 are still coal. That's reducing. Good for us. But worldwide, there's 10,000 coal-fired plants. And, you know, as I said, that's growing a little bit each year. And you can't close them down because the demand for electricity worldwide is growing. It grows in the U.S. because of population growth, but it grows in, as I said, India and China. They're tired of those brownouts or no electricity at all. They want electricity. So the demand is growing, but our goal is to replace every darn coal-fired plant in the world in the next 25 years. And I think that, you know, think of it like stamping out bubonic plague or stamping out smallpox. Every one of those coal fire plants is putting smog in the air, giving us, lung disease. It's putting fly ash in the water, poisoning the rivers. It ruins the soil that gets into the food chain. So every coal plant we can shut down makes the world a better place. And I think that if we can get these plants replaced in a timely way, we can actually move the needle and help with saving the planet from global warming and from this pollution epidemic that we're having worldwide. So that's my story.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. In the next 25 years, that's a pretty big jump there. How many coal plants would that mean to replace?
Well, there's 10,000 coal plants in the world, so that's what we want to replace. And, of course, we're hoping that anytime somebody wants to do a new plant, they'll pick the MIFGEN electricity generator instead of going the coal route. Coal is easy and cheap, but the first day you turn on a new coal plant, it's already ruining the environment. So no community anywhere in the world really likes coal. So I think it'll be, we'll all work together and get the job done.
Right. It's just kind of a habit that we've gotten into. It's just something easy that we're doing, but it's great that you're trying to change that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So, yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun. The these plants, they're made, we're going to make them in our factory. So it's not like the, the nuclear power plants or the, natural gas plants where you have to build them in place. We can build them in our plant and then maybe reassemble them when they get to location. So it's going to, put us back in control of our electricity.
That's awesome. On today's show again is Bob Goldstein from U.S. Nuclear Corp. Bob, I want to give you the last closing words here. If there's anything else you'd like to leave our viewers and your investors with.
Well, I appreciate it very much. So I want to tell you that we're not currently producing these plants yet because they're still finishing up their prototype. But we've contracted for a new factory building with huge overhangs and lots of heavy lifting cranes to help us build these things. So we're starting right away.
That sounds awesome. When do you think the first prototype will be out and functional?
I'm probably looking at probably 2 years, 2 to 3 years.
So relatively really close.
Yeah, yeah. And all the other guys, there's lots of other people working. There's lots of other people who are attempting to do, this is basically a fusion power system, but we're the only ones that are actually making progress in the physics of the, it's a new invention and it requires new science, new physics, but we're way ahead of the crowd.
Thanks again for joining us today on the Stock Day podcast. Again with us is Bob Goldstein of U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can check them out on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. Thanks again for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much. You're great.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.